We see once again these beautiful readings from yesterday, because it's the feria of Easter, in which we are told, first of all, by St. Peter, the first pope, that we must follow Christ, who did nothing, yet he suffered the death of a sinner, because he took on our sins. And he recommends to us that we too must suffer with Christ. And of course, if we do not suffer with Christ, we cannot have any part of his resurrection. In the Gospel of St. John, the beloved disciple, we see that Jesus tells us that he is the good shepherd. And of course, in particular, we prayed yesterday, and we pray every day, especially in the rosary, in this parish and shrine, that God may send us holy priests. And this is most necessary. Of course, we give thanks to God for those, especially the two seminarians, who are one about to be ordained to the priesthood, the other one already well on his way, to give us holy priests. And there are many young men among us who also could be being called by Christ to follow him. In the meantime, today, we have many, many special occasions. In particular, it is a feast of St. Agnes of Montepulciano, a Dominican nun who entered the monastery at the age of 9. When our girls today are playing with Ken and Barbies and all the nonsense of this age. And later on, when she was still a teenager, she became the superior of her convent in Montepulciano until she died. Her body is incorrupt. In the meantime, she wrote magnificent things, and she suffered the many, many trials that Christ allowed her to have, including the wounds of Christ, the flagellations, the crown of thorns, and many things, not all the time, but on Fridays. And of course, today also, we celebrate the birthday of our beloved spiritual mother, Reverend Mother Mary Angelica of the Annunciation, whose birthday it is today. And many of my godchildren have their birthdays today. I wonder why. So we pray for them all, and for all those who have been called by God into his mystical body. All of us have been called to be saints. Are we listening? In nomine Patris, Filii, et Spiritus Sancti. Amen.